Chapter 21.
What was that all about?
Ben said, scratching his head.
What's a dragon's ultimatum?
Bezog and Brenwar were silent, watching the night sky. Glum. Ben turned his sights toward the sky and clouds in the air. Nath and the Grayscaler were a black dot that disappeared into the distant hills. He felt empty and turned back to his friends. Their faces were empty.
They're going to fight, aren't they?
Ben said. Brenwar huffed and jumped off his horse. Bezog frowned.
It's a battle that doesn't end well for one or the other.
Ben's hand fell on Fang's hilt.
But he doesn't have a weapon. He needs Fang. That dragon will kill him.
Keep your voice down,
Brenwar said.
You're not some child anymore, and neither is Nath. He made his decision. He'll live or die by it, as will the rest of us.
You always have the most spirited words, dwarf,
Ben said, walking over to Brenwar, clutching his fist.
Watch yourself, man.
The both of you watch yourselves. Nath is gone, and there's no point in arguing about it now, especially with one another.
Bezog left his horse and searched for wood.
Let's make camp. Wait it out.
Ah,
Brenwar said, picking up a stick and snapping it.
Never listens.
I apologize, Brenwar,
Ben said, walking over.
I'm certain Dragon meant well.
He always means well. That's the problem,
Brenwar said.
But it doesn't always end well. That fight will be to the death. There's no more Nath Dragon if he's dead.
But why would he do that?
Ben said, shaking his head.
That's a big dragon, as big as I've ever seen. And Nath has no weapon. No weapon at all.
Even though he was a hardened soldier, Ben hadn't been able to help but marvel at Nath's prowess since he'd awakened. Fast, powerful, strong. He did things that even extraordinary men couldn't do. But fighting a dragon 5 times as big, with no weapon, that wasn't a death match. It was a funeral.
We should be there to help him,
Ben mumbled. His fingers toyed with Fang's hilt.
You should be there to help him. Why don't you like him, Fang?
Brenwar's brows perched with a grunt.
Fang's got sense. There's still too much darkness in Nath, I fear. Though he does seem to be getting better.
Bezog dropped some wood in front of them.
What are you doing, Elf? We aren't building a fire,
Brenwar said.
Not with our enemies all around us.
It's become a habit, I suppose.
Thunder and lightning cracked in the sky. All eyes went toward the distant hills.
Why don't you make a tent?
Brenwar said.
It's gonna rain, heavy.
I didn't think the rain bothered you,
Bezog said.
It doesn't. I'm just giving you something to do.
You think the battle will last long?
Ben said.
What if Dragon loses? How will we know?
We'll know, Brenwar said. Because if that Grayscaler finishes Nath, he'll be coming for us next.
Ben punched his fist into his hand. He'd been fighting hard alongside Nath for months, and losing him didn't seem possible. He was a grown man, a veteran, tried, tested, tough. He'd let those things keep a wall between him and Nath, not getting as close as he once was long ago. Now, he wished he'd taken the time to say a few more kind words to him, to let Nath know that even though he'd lost his wife and children, now he had hope. A distant flicker caught his eye.
We're gonna have visitors.
Brenwar and Bezog turned their attention to the great bridge. Soldiers with torches were coming their way. A squad of a dozen by the looks of them.
Let's ride,
Brenwar said, going to his horse. Bezog met him at the saddle and said,
I have a better idea.
He patted the small chest hitched on Brenwar's saddle.
Oh, no,
Brenwar said, pushing Bezog back.
I'm not taking any potion.
Time is fleeting, dwarf. It's probably this, or a dive into the burning waters below.
Brenwar peered over the chasm, grunted, and shook his head.
All right, then. Get it down.
Bezog untied the chest and handed it to Brenwar, who popped it open. Ben leaned over Bezog's shoulder. He'd only gotten a couple of peeks inside the chest over the years, and was always fascinated by it. He shielded his eyes from the illumination within the chest that was filled with many colors. Quickly, Bezog rummaged through the potion vials. His slender fingers pulled out a vial filled with a sparkling blue liquid. He closed the chest, and Renoir set it down.
"Drink a third,"
the elven wizard said, handing it to Ben.
"Just a sip."
Ben did. Its taste was wonderful, sliding down his throat and into his belly. Everything tingled. He blinked his eyes.
"What does it do?"
It seemed funny that he'd taken a drink of it without giving any thought to what it was. Bezog sipped his portion.
"A moment,"
he said to Ben, turning to Renoir.
"Now you, dwarf."
Renoir grabbed the vial with his stubby hands, eyeing it.
"Hurry,"
Bezog urged.
"Dwarfs don't hurry,"
Renoir said with a frown. He sucked the vial down and pitched the bottle into the chasm.
"And it better not turn me into an orc. If it does..."
"Would an elf ever turn himself into an orc?"
Bezog admonished.
"They're almost here,"
Ben said. He looked at the torches and then his hands. Nothing was happening.
"Am I supposed to turn into something?"
"You're already something,"
Bezog said.
"You'll just be turning into something else."
A wart sprung up on the elf's nose. Ben stiffened. His feet and ears had a burning sensation. His knuckles became hairy, skin ruddy. Across from him, Bezog's body contorted. The slender elf shrunk and widened. His garments changed from robes to roughly hewn clothes. The elderwood staff became a walking stick of sorts.
"What have you done, elf?"
Renoir exclaimed. His fingers clutched at his beard that was shrinking into his face. Sharp ears with little knots in them popped out on his head, and his wide features became more slender and hairless. A yellow gleam was in his eyes and teeth as well. He looked between Ben and Bezog.
"A goblin? I'm a stinking goblin. Horn-blasted potions."
"Well, we all have something in common,"
Ben added, fighting the queasiness and funny taste in his mouth.
"We're all pretty ugly."
"Ugly yourself,"
Renoir said. He shook his fist at Bezog the goblin.
"Tricky elf."
"It's no trick, Renoir. Now settle yourself. They come,"
Bezog said, running his fingers through his ratty hair.
"They come."
He tossed the cloth of concealment over the chest.
"Who does the talking?"
Ben asked. He noticed his voice sounded strange, and his words were too.
"I'll do that,"
Bezog said, stepping forward to greet the oncoming soldiers. There were 12 of them, heavily armed, all lizard men, but led by an orc with neck muscles up to his ears. He towered over Bezog the goblin. Ben found the moment surreal.
"This is madness."
His fingers rubbed the hilt of a knife behind the back of his belt.
"How long do potions last, anyway?"
His stomach gurgled.
"What are you doing out here?"
the orc growled, eyeing them all with suspicion.
"Camping,"
Bezog said, sounding every bit like a nasty goblin.
"We cross the bridge tomorrow, make camp tonight."
He wrung his hands.
"Problem, orc?"
The orc made its way over to the horses, checked the saddles.
"Where'd you come by these horses, goblins? Fine steeds they are."
"Stole them,"
Bezog said.
"We cross the bridge and sell them to the clerics of Barnabas in the morning."
"Is that so?"
The orc eyed Ben.
"And who'd you steal these horses from? They don't look like easy pickings for goblins such as you to come by."
It towered over Ben with its hands on his hips.
"Well, goblin?"
Ben swallowed.
We stole them from an awful dwarf and 2 humans."
He pulled out his knife.
"Now they be dead."
He licked the blade.
"The blood of dwarfs tastes awful."
The orc laid a heavy hand on Ben's shoulder and snickered.
Aye, but not as awful as the ale they drink. Ha ha! I hate dwarfs.
Brenwar stiffened. The orc turned its attention back to the horses.
We could use these horses. And I don't like seeing those clerics of Barnabas getting first offer at anything.
It grabbed the reins.
Come with me.
But...
Ben stammered.
Where are we going?
Across the bridge. To barter for your horses.
Ben's eyes went to Bezog.
Think of something, wizard.
We already have a buyer.
Bezog said.
That expects us.
We'll see about that. Now come on.
But...
Ben started. The orc poked him in the head.
I could just kill you all.
The orc grinned, jangling a necklace of bone fingers around his neck.
You know that, don't you?
Ben nodded. Away they went toward the bridge, leaving the chest and the hope of Nath Dragon's return alone in the darkness. Ben rubbed his forehead.
How much longer will this potion last? Once it wears off, we're done for.